I-5-O-D-C-E. Okay.
NALJN testing. NALJN testing.
KFABOT on mobile.
Drop me a note or a win link, AEAGOM, and you can One of these days, when I finally get around to a little extra time, I will go through and set that up. I had a 17-meter box at one point, and a solar UV sort of eventually took out the fishing poles I used as shredders. So looking forward to get back and having a beam on 20 and 17. I figure that's the only ones that really need. Other than that, there's not a heck of a lot going on. You're enjoying the weather, having some great weather here for a change. Actually, in Michigan, the weather's not bad at all most of the time. So I'm grateful for that. Anyway, thanks for running the NetMax, and I'll take it back to you. Cookie ATON, this is
K8 at JBD. All right, Jim, thank you very much for the report there. K8 JBD is KATON, Michigan Section 8309. The reason I look forward to hearing it when, if you do get over to we'll be listening from Diamonddale there. We're also, I should mention, we're going to have a couple of insects, I guess, so we're going to see if we can contact Wisconsin. They're going to contact from their COC. When they've operated on the Region 5 next, you mentioned that, but most of the operators tend to be running from their home location.
I go to the RCO too when it's my turn to be net controlled, mainly because the equipment's better, and that also gives us a chance to really touch on that location as well. So, hopefully you get down there, and like I said, hopefully we'll get to chat with you. All right, next we go northbound. We're going to go up to Menominee, KW5AS, to be followed by W3USA. Hey, Skip, I waved when you drove by. I don't know if you saw me or not. What's happening up your way?
This is KW5, Mia. Good afternoon, good night. First of all, I can hear everybody. Just that alone is a great achievement. And sorry I missed your wave. I was looking, but couldn't find you at the time. As far as what's going on here, well, I've been tinkering around. I have WinLink working, both on packet and backport. On a good night when propagation was good, I managed to get a packet station in Wisconsin that I could actually test out and send. So I've got backdoor packet working. Was working on digital modes. I was running an old version of MixW 2.0 and 2.1. But anyways, it allows me to use Olivia, but not a lot of other modes like FT8 wasn't invented yet back then. So I for a while there, I tried some other software, couldn't get them to work. So I'm in the process of just hooking the old MixW backup on my old PS2000. Right now I'm on the 590. I've got two HF rigs. I had two of them for when I was in hurricane territory. That way I can actually split the station into two and have one station ready and hooked up for PAC-4 while the other one could actually run voice. So I had one for digital, one for voice. And it worked out pretty well, time. And I assume that I'd like to see if I could talk to some people around here to set up similar to what I had in Texas. I had a good station that I could run on battery or generator. So what I could do is when you had EOCs that were not in great spots with great antennas, I could be a relay station where I could pick up the traffic and then pass the traffic on to EOC and back and forth. That was pretty fun. Other than that, just kind of tinkering around. I know winter's going to be here soon, so I'm trying to get all the outside stuff done so I can do the inside tinkering for winter. And also, I'd like to get the house done in the house corner. I think I will probably sell the place next year. Just getting older, and I think that I would rather not shovel snow the rest of my life. And I'm over that control, KW5AS.
All
Thanks. Thanks for the report. KWP5AF, KUPM, Michigan Section AR, PLCNet. Having multiple modes of Windlink available to you is a good thing. You never know what way you're going to be able to reach out and touch somebody, and so having options is a good thing to have on the table. Pretty planning, right? And then as far as portable setups go, I know that they play with portable stations and doing relays a lot on the east side of the peninsula, so it's good to be able to have some portable capabilities over on that side as well. At some point, you should be able to connect end-to-end, I would hope, and two relays at least be able to do something there. So. Sounds like a really good, good way to go there. So, let's see. Okay, let me go to you here. That's going to bring us to the top of the roster. So, Mr. Jones, first off, thank you for taking the news this afternoon. I unfortunately was not able to join, but WDUSA, how are things? How's everything else going?
Yeah, KATOMFA, yeah. Michigan RCNet, WDUSA, first of all, new stations, good reel. A lot of them, all of them are good readable or better, which is alike. 60 was extremely short, so was 40 to a great degree. Guess we had that minor solar storm going on, so it's new. But, and then there were some problems with D-Star, but we collected them all on DMR. So, yeah, it was a challenge. But, yeah, you're frequently challenged, so you just deal with it. And just some information for you. If you're planning on moving into a condo situation, be aware of restricted covenants. Man, you don't want to get yourself into that daily rate. So just a word of warning. I tend to avoid that, and I have no intention of getting into that situation. I'd rather shovel snow. Last question for you, when is the 6th district up for this net, over?
WDUSA, this is KD8RHB. Net control doesn't have a good copy on you. What is your question for relay?
My question is, when is district 6 up for this net? I have control, over.
Stand by. WDUSA, 2 weeks from today, August 25th, over.
Okay, August 25th, Max is not hearing me. If you could relate to Max that, okay, I'm going to write that down. You have CNET. All right, Michigan. 6th district. All right. And also relay to Max that I would like that link for the Westwood meeting on Wednesday, and we'll be able to make it. And also, Max, if you're hearing me, my main project over this summer has been getting the antenna system up at the new Red Cross building on Broadmoor in Grand Rapids. The antennas are all up. So next week we'll start running the feed lines from outside into the shack. And then wait for the professional installers to do the groundwork, and then that project will be done. So that's my big project. Basically all summer is getting that system up and running. And it'll be a complete system. It'll have Pactor 3, DHF, UHF complete, also 2 meter sideband, and other modes, DMR, it'll have that in D-Star, so it'll be a pretty complete setup when we're done. So I guess that's about it for, and like I said, I'm here all stations pretty good, but evidently I said it to Max, but that stands to reason. What I experienced on the Oxcom net today. Wish everybody a great rest of the weekend, and Max, back to you. It'll be the USA, over.
All right, thanks, Joe. KEDON, did you copy any of that?
Negative, yeah. He was dipped down right into my noise bar, unfortunately.
All right, comment from WDUSA. He's asking if you could send him the link for the Requid meeting on Wednesday. He also mentioned that they've been focused on the antenna system in Grand Rapids at the Red Cross building. Said that they're getting, it should have Pactor 3, VHF, UHF, DMR, and VSTAR, and a few other things there. So that was his main message back to you, over.
Okay, roger that. Thank you for relaying. I will be sending out the meeting reminder probably tonight. So thank you again for the relay there, Brett. This is KEDON, Michigan Testing Radar, DRCNet, and we reached the bottom of the roster, so I'll take a pause here and see if there's anything else you'd like to check in. Please call now.
Kilo, Charlie, 8, Yankee, Victor, Foxtrot, Ron, in Saginaw County.
ACAYDF, anyone else wishing to check in? In relays. All right, Mr. Ron, ACAYDF, over to you for comments. How are things in Saginaw?
This is KC8YVF, Ron ECRO for Saginaw County. Not too much going on here in Saginaw County this month. Back on the August 6th, we participated in the National Night Out, part of the county event. Had a very good showing, even though it had rained quite a bit earlier in the day. They were still able to get the event off. Normally they bring in a helicopter or two, but none of those arrived this year because of the weather, the cloud cover and things like that, so that did not happen. But they were able to adjust to put all the vehicles on in the parking lot rather than on the lawn where they normally park them. It's out held normally at the Saginaw Township soccer fields. But it turned out very well attended. 2,000-3,000 people at least. We had our county communications trailer set up. There were seven of us there that were manning the trailer to do tours through the comms trailer, talk about amateur radio, emergency service, weather spotting, and whatever else they wanted to know. So we did set up at 5 o'clock. The event started at 6, ran to about 9 o'clock, and like I said, we had good turnout there for that. Coming up on the 22nd is our next ARIES training. This is our normal welcome back kind of thing. We give them July off, so we do kind of a little cookout to start out the night, and then we do a movie night where we come up with some emergency type of preparedness, movie-related type thing. We've been doing this for probably 10, 12 years. So it welcomes everybody back. They get something to watch that's kind of emergency and preparedness oriented. So it's a good time. September, we'll be in the mode. We'll be doing our training down at our 911 center at the conference room there in preparation for the SAT in October. So hopefully we'll have a little preliminary information that I can pass along to everybody at that meeting since it falls the fourth Thursday of the month there in September. So that's what I've got from Saginaw County. Back to net control, KCAYDF.
All right, KCAYDF, KUDON, Michigan Section, PRC, man. Well, I will take you to you. I plan
right now as is to be able to get the exercise plan out by about the 14th of September, so I think that might work out for you as to being able to have information to send along. So, earlier than that, I had mentioned that that's our first planning session will be tomorrow night, and of course the set itself will be on October 12th. Let's see here. Let's see. Once again, at the bottom of the roster for the Michigan Section ARPSC, Matt, if there's anyone else wishes to call before we close, please call now. All right.
Hearing none, we had a runtime of 22 minutes or 7 seconds. Thank you very much for joining this afternoon. That will conclude this session of the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. Next week, District 5 has a turn at the wheel, and we wish everyone a good, safe, and healthy week ahead. This is KEDOM closing this session and returning this frequency to normal LTE. KEDOM.
Thanks for being at control. Thanks to everybody that participated. We'll try to catch you again next week, 73, and it'll be your clearing remote.
Yeah, appreciate your help. Came into it.
KDA-RHB. KDA-RHB clear.
W8CTT.
KF8BLX monitoring.
UHF hub disconnected.
QRZ distribution calling, this is November 8, Delta Tango.
November 8, Delta Tango, this is KF8AYL. How are you doing this evening?
Doing all right. We are on our way back home, coming down I-75 back to Lake Orion, currently just south of Saginaw, and probably be home about 11 o'clock. Name here is Dave, and home QTH is Lake Orion.
All right. Yeah, well, you're probably not too far from me at the moment, actually. I'm in Birch Run here. Coming off the Guilford Tower, probably the same place you're off of at the moment. How's traffic on I-75?
Oh, so far everything is fine. I shouldn't say that. Just a knock on some wood, but it doesn't get bad till we get in a little closer. But it's been fine so far, moving right along. We didn't get off until 7:15, something like that. so a lot of the heavy traffic is already gone, I guess.
Yeah, I generally just avoid the Birch Run town proper on Sundays and Fridays, because I know on Fridays it's usually the northbound people getting off and getting gas and stopping at the Myers and stopping at the restaurants there, and Sundays it's usually the southbound. Yeah, I don't need to go into town. I don't need to go into town today. I'm good. But, yeah, last weekend, southbound I-75 on Sunday was a nightmare. So, yeah, I don't know what it is weekend to weekend, but count your lucky stars, because traffic's flowing. Life's good.
Yeah, Roger. We were in the traffic last weekend. We had a late start, so we missed a lot of it. And then we tend to cut off and take 69 over and down into Lake Orion instead of taking the rest of the mess in I-75 there. So, anyways, so far, so good. I'm just wondering how I'm making it there. Am I full quieting? I'm just running a handy-talkie here, 5 watts, into a little quarter wave that I got stuck on the window of this new truck. Just wondering what it sounded like.
I mean, there's some slight background noise and a little bit of, you know, a little bit of louder fry in there, but your audio is, you know, I'd say 80%. It's really good. I have no problem making out what you're saying. But there's a little bit of background noise, but nothing I would say I would worry about.
Yeah, Roger. I'm starting to hear just a little bit of flutter on the repeater, so that means I'm going to disappear pretty quick. So anyways, what was the name there?
My name's Ken.
All right, Ken. Well, very nice to meet you. And thanks for the radio check there. I can see that we're approaching the bridge, and a lot of cars are trying to fill in here. So I guess I better get both hands back on the wheel. 7310, nice talking to you, and probably catch you again. Drive this way a lot, so probably see you on down the road. 73, November 8, Delta Tango, off and clear.
Yeah, good chatting with you. Safe travels. KF8 AYL.
David, are you still there? David, WHSS, Whiskey 8, Sierra.
Yeah, W8SS, this is an APT. Go ahead.
Roger. Thank you for coming back. My name is Joe. I was just, as you guys were chatting, I was looking at QRZ, and it looks like you put together a nice station there, and I particularly like the old Heathkit stuff, the SD line stuff, the transceiver and the external VFO, really nice. Did you recabinet the external VFO? It looked like it was a different cabinet.
Yeah, it's a black walnut cabinet that I made out of wood that was a tree we cut down. And my brother and I cut it into planks, and we have wood chop rigged up and had a planer so we could clean it all up. And it was just really a piece of scrap. But the VFO was actually the tube version. The SD-102 that's in the picture has the solid state version of that, what they call the LMO, the linear master oscillator. But I found that tube-based unit out of a broken down SD-101 that I saw at a ham fest, and I thought, well, if that VFO works, that's what I want. And I modified it to work with the SD-102, and that worked sweet. It was really cool. But yeah, I made a cabinet, and it was aluminum panel that I rubbed with steel wool to get the grainy look to it, and I bought the plastic parts for the dial and built it into that wooden case.
Yeah, roger that. It looks really nice. I think that's a really cool idea. It's nice to be able to blend two hobbies, you know, the electronics and communications hobby with the woodworking. And that's really sweet. I like it. I thought it was really cool. But I took like a second look at it. I looked at it and said, oh, here's what he's got. And then I went, hey, what the heck's different about that? So anyway, no, that's nice. And by the way, I really like the old SB series heat kit stuff. And it was always very good. I mean, yeah, you're right, tubes and all that. But look, it was good stuff. And it was really well, it was easy to fix. It was easy to keep running, easy to tune up, and worked really, really well. Plus, there was a lot of band spread the way they did the their oscillator. So, you know, it was kind of reminiscent, if you will, of the old Collins stuff that had the 200 kilohertz VFOs. Anyhow, we need to station. Today, I guess that would be considered an old school station, but a damn nice one. And did you build it yourself, by the way?
Yeah, I've built the entire SB line and probably a couple other dozen heat kits in my life. Yeah, that SB-102 I built when I was 12 years old. Previous to that, I had an HW-16. The only rig I ever sold, I never should have got rid of it, but I needed money. Yeah, I had an HW-16. I built that when I think it was 9. I got licensed then. And then after a couple of years, I got the 102. Actually, probably only about a year. I got the 102 and I built that and got the spectrum analyzer, got the monitor scope, got the station console. I got the complete SB line, even the electronic gear and all kinds of various other things. I even built the heat kit guitar amplifiers and stereo amplifiers and just about you know, just anything you can think of. There's a really good book of all the heat kits that was really cool to get because it's got pictures of every single kit that I ever built, and that was pretty cool. And all that SB line still operates, except my monitor scope. I got a short in the high voltage transformer, and I got to replace it, but the thinking transformer is like $150, so you know, I don't know whether I want to do anything with it. And AD keeper ID.
Yeah, roger that, W8SS. I like that stuff. It was a lot of fun, and I can tell that you have an addiction to burning rosin smoke. Yeah, I built them all. I like them all. I really enjoyed these kits. I miss it very much. And it was a lot of fun to sit down and have a project for a weekend, you know, maybe sometimes longer, you know, depending on the size of the project, to put the thing together and solder it. But you know how everything went from hand-wired chassis, it went to PCs, and then from there it went to, you know, more modular stuff, and of course, the ICs that got bigger and bigger and then had processors in them, and the next thing you know, everything was different. But, you know, the nice thing about all that is it taught you to solder things that we never did in the Heathkit days, like surface-mounted devices. And soldering them wasn't hard. You could repair them. It was reasonable. But yeah, I hear you. Things changed over the years, didn't they? They sure did. Hey, and you know the hobby has changed. And I don't know. That's a long discussion. But I just don't hear the number of people on that I used to hear on. I don't hear the level of technical excellence among the people that I used to hear. And I don't hear. I hear more people on digital modulation systems and working through reflectors that don't even understand. You know, they say, "Well, I worked in Australia on my HD today." Well, sort of, you know. But anyhow, you've got a nice antenna system and you have a fine station, and that was very very admirable, and was something that I know I did the same thing you did growing up. You know, I liked all this stuff as a little guy. And I was dying to do it and build it up and build a station and get the antennas up high in the air and have a EAG and all that. And slowly but surely I made all that come true. But I I fully understand what you're saying. Anyhow, it's really nice to see the old classical gear and have talked to somebody who actually built it and knows how to make it work.
Yeah, Roger. Well, that 102 has been through a lot. When I retired it and put a Kenwood TS-830 in its place, I still use it, but I kept it at a cabin I had up in the middle of the state. And at one point, I turned it on, and it caught fire. And it turned out that a mouse had built a nest right inside the RF cage for the 6146 final. And it caught that fire. And I put it out, but it ended up burning traces off of some of the band select boards that big band switch goes through that stack of boards. And I had to remake traces out of pieces of wire and stuff like that. But I made it work and, retuned it up so the minor variances and tolerance were all taken care of. And the power supply for it, I was using it. I moved it to another house when I built a place up in Boyne City. And I would turn it on and just had it in the background listening to it because, it would warm up the shack for me with those 19 tubes in it. And I went outside and was doing something, and I came back in, and the house smelled absolutely horrible. And it turned out that the choke in the high network of the output of the 800 volts on that power supply had burned up. And, was a tar-impregnated, windings. And, oh, my God, was that an awful smelling thing. And I was able to find one of the chokes for cheap. I don't remember who I got it from. I think it was off of eBay or something like that. But I rebuilt it and made it work again, and so all that SP stuff works except for the power supply problem in the SP-610.
Roger that. Well, that's great, Dave. I don't know if I ever mentioned, my name's Joe. I'm on a handheld. I'm located in Fenton. That's great. Well, Dave, what you did there is you made the mistake of turning it on and letting the smoke out, that's happened to me in the past, believe me. I think the worst thing I had in a long while here was I had a air variable that arced due to an antenna problem, and when it arced, it soldered the, it was a high voltage arc, and it soldered the rotor to the stator in an air variable capacitor, which of course took an 8877 out, just boom, out, and now I use that tube as a paperweight. I like it so much because it's an iMac too. That's the worst part. It wasn't a sweat line of it was a iMac, and I've got it on my desk here as a paperweight. But that's the kind of stuff that happens.
Yeah, Roger. And you're right. You can get into that stuff and work on it and fix it. I still love it. What I'm going to do is the main shack's got the FT-EDX 5000 in it, which I absolutely love that rig. That is just a wonderful radio. But I love my old stuff, and so I'm eventually going to remodel my shack. And instead of it being built on the desk like you see it, it's going to be more of like a wraparound table that takes up the room. And I want to put the whole SP line back together, so all the pieces are set up as a retro 70s East Kid station. But for now, it is what it is. And I modified the spectrum scope and the band scope to work with the FTDX 5000, which is crazy. I mean, who would do that ridiculous? But I love those old scopes so much. I just wanted to see them flickering all the time, so I spent the time to, design some interfaces and make it go. But I think I will eventually make it more of, the modern shack and the shack that I grew up with. Anyways, yeah, Joe, nice talking to you. I'm still sounding, the repeater's coming in really well. I'm surprised. And I just got a quarter wave that stuck on the back rear window just sitting alongside the car, and I'm talking on an ST-70D, so about maybe 5 watts. I can't believe I'm still hanging in there. So probably going to drop like a rock. So that's 73D, Joe. Nice talking to you. And we're trying to get you right now. So probably going to run into you again. November 8th, Delta Tango.
Roger that. Well, thank you very much. You got a great signal. You're holding in real well. Yeah, when you get a chance, go to QRZ and look up Whiskey 8 Sierra Sierra. You'll see a lot of my woodwork on there, and you'll see my station, and then, of course, the antennas we built and all that kind of stuff. Anyhow, pleasure speaking with you, and we'll look forward to hearing you again, as they used to say years ago, later down the log. Anyway, listen, take it easy, and a beautiful station, Dave, and I really like the classic Heath Kit stuff. That was beautiful. All right, Whiskey 8 Sierra Sierra. Bye-bye for now.
Thanks, real fine, Joe. And by the way, I will say you are the first and only one that has ever picked out that VFO as being something different. And you got an eye for it. Let me hear you.
Yeah, like I say, look mine up on QRZ and you'll see why. There's all kinds of projects on my page, and it goes on and on forever. Whiskey 8 Sierra Sierra. Bye-bye now.